Last month, our dishwasher passed away after a brief illness. And just so you know, I'm talking about a robotic kitchen appliance, not a person. We put it in the alley and paid Sears a small fee to come and take it away. But before they could get here, it disappeared, picked up by scavengers going through the alley looking for scrap metal. Scavenger, dumpster diver, trash picker, binner, informal resource recoverer, garbologist, salvager, these are just some of the terms used to describe people who look for recyclable material from the waste stream generated by our throwaway culture. But every culture creates its own waste. Ancient Rome did, judging by the fact that there is a Latin word to describe the people who combed through the garbage, hoping to find something of value. They were called scrutari, a word derived from the noun scruta, meaning rags, or broken things, or rubbish. The scrutari were what the British referred to as rag and bone men, and what on this side of the Atlantic we call junk men. I might be talking about nothing more than a bit of trivia wrapped in an etymological package were it not for the fact that today, the third Sunday of Lent, and for the next two Sundays at the Divine Liturgy, unbaptized catechumens preparing for the Easter sacraments undergo an ancient rite going back to the fourth century called the scrutinies. The rite is meant to be a critical examination of a candidate's readiness for baptism. And true to the original meaning of the word scruta, broken things, the catechumens are asked to sift through the moral debris of their lives and uncover what is weak, defective, or sinful in the knowledge that Christ is present there, not in spite of their brokenness, but because of it. I've celebrated these rites with adults seeking baptism in parishes in Minnesota and Michigan, and I have never failed to be intrigued by the reaction of the people sitting in the pews more than the reaction of the catechumens undergoing the rites themselves. I heard comments like judgmental and spooky to describe the liturgy on these three Sundays of Lent, and I can understand why the scrutinies might seem judgmental. The rite presumes that adult converts to the faith have some inner garbage to sift through on their way to the Easter sacraments. The very fact that catechumens stand before an assembly is also a very public admission that they have a personal history of sinful choices for which they must seek forgiveness from God and reconciliation from others. This admission takes no small amount of courage, especially in the small rural farming communities in northwest Minnesota and the backwoods of northern Michigan, where everybody knows everybody else. They frequently know what you've done before you do it, and then they call everybody on the phone and let you know and let them know. But so judgmental is one thing, but spooky is something else altogether. If the rites on these three Sundays seem spooky, it's because they look like ritual exorcisms, and for a good reason. They are. When we think of an exorcism, we commonly imagine an attack of personal demonic possession with all its disturbing phenomena. In matters demonic, we have all been catechized by Hollywood films like Rosemary's Baby, The Omen, The Rite, and The Exorcist, and a other dozen more I could mention, rather than being catechized by the church's faith. On the other hand, the presence of personal intelligent evil in the world is not a Hollywood invention. It is a metaphysical reality. It is part of the human condition that we are all personally touched by it in some way or another. Some sin is freely chosen by us through acts of omission or commission, but there is also a power of evil for which we are not directly responsible, what the church calls original sin. We all commit sins, plural, But original sin is not about something we have done. It is about the power of evil that lies behind the sins we commit, the power of evil that tempts us, lures us, or incites us towards sinful behaviors, and then helps us to rationalize them or hide them from our own consciences. The rites celebrated with the catechumens on these three Sundays are meant to begin the process of freeing them from this power and shifting their allegiance from one way of life to another. We're not celebrating the scrutinies today because we have no catechumens, and for good reason. This is a monastic oratory, not a parish church. But in another sense, the Gospels proclaim in the liturgy of these three Sundays act in a similar way for us, the baptized, even in the absence of a catechumen. This Sunday, we are evangelized by a nameless Samaritan woman who has been looking for love in all the wrong places. Next Sunday, we will be evangelized by a man who, though blind, has keener insight into the truth than the sighted. And 2 weeks from today, we will be evangelized by the decomposing body of the dead Lazarus. Each of these individuals will reveal to us something unique about the human person of Jesus Christ, but equally unique about, or perhaps more in common, that we have as human beings with the human condition. But it is Christ himself present in the liturgy who does the scrutinies. There is a popular saying which proclaims that God does not make junk. No, human beings do. These Lenten liturgies are telling us that Christ our God acts in the role of a salvager, and that he is not afraid to soil his hands picking through the inner debris of our sinful choices, our failed resolutions, our hurtful behaviors, and our moral evasions. He picks through that all with the intent of finding something worth saving, and that is you and I.